Skeleton Dance von Tilleman bei Flux FM. Ihr seid in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Wir haben natürlich wie immer musikalische Gäste für euch eingeladen. Einen tollen Singer-Songwriter, Joel Baker ist sein Name. Heute Abend wird er im Ramones Museum eine Kostprobe geben, aber vorab natürlich schon mal hier bei Flux FM. Drei Songs hat er gleich mitgebracht, deswegen wollen wir gleich mit einem kalt starten und dann ein bisschen quatschen. So, what's the name of the song?
Further Than Feelings.
Oh my God, Further Than Feelings. Joel Baker live gespielt bei Flux FM.
One, two, three, four. Check.
He's shaking his guitar. Thank you very much. That sounded nice.
Oh, thank you.
Joel Baker heute bei uns bei Flux FM zu Besuch. Das freut mich natürlich sehr. Er kommt aus Nottingham und muss uns natürlich jetzt alles erzählen. Wir wollen wissen, wie es ihm geht und seit wann er Musik macht. Er ist nämlich erst 22 Jahre alt. So, you probably started making music when you were 12?
Something like that.
Is that true?
I always kind of played guitar since maybe like 13.
Okay.
But yeah, kind of started songwriting maybe when I was about, I don't know, kind of at uni, kind of maybe when I was about 18, kind of sort of.
But
yeah.
Also inspired by hip-hop music, right?
Very much so, yeah. So kind of my favourite kind of artist is Kanye West, actually. So people like Kanye, people like Drake and Kendrick Lamar, they're all people that inspire me. Just because, I don't know, the way that they use words and to like say things and for you to kind of feel like you kind of know them.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that inspired you for your own music as well, probably.
Very much.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you were born in Nottingham. How long did you live there?
For the first 18 years of my life.
Oh my God. And since 4 years you're living in London?
That's right.
Oh, for such a long time.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, er hat ja 18 Jahre in Nottingham, in seiner Geburtsstadt sozusagen, gelebt. Und da fing er natürlich schon auch in jungen Jahren an, Musik zu machen. Auch teilweise doch inspiriert von Hip-Hop-Musik. Ja, viele Künstler hat er genannt, Kendrick Lamar und Co., die er liebt. Einfach, weil man so nah dran ist an den Menschen, weil sie so tolle Geschichten erzählen. Und irgendwann hat er dann selber eben zur Gitarre gegriffen und seinen ganz eigenen Stil gefunden. So, since when are you, you know, running for the climax of your musical career? So when did it start to become more popular, being played probably on BBC and
at this time last year we released that song called Further Than Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
A few months before we'd released a cover of a Kendrick Lamar song, and that kind of went a bit crazy on like the blogs and the kind of urban scene. And then we released an original Further Than Feelings, and BBC Radio 1 picked it up. They put it on like the playlist, and we got on some like cool festivals and stuff. And that's the thing that kind of gave us the platform, that song.
Ja, und heute Abend ist er im Ramones Museum und spielt dort für euch auf und wird natürlich viele Songs spielen. Also, new songs will be played tonight in the Ramones Museum.
That's right.
But we have the pleasure and the honor to hear two songs for the first time as an exclusive premiere. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
You're also still working a little bit to earn some money to enjoy a great life in London, I heard.
I recently actually ended that. So I used to work, for a couple of years. I worked in the Houses of Parliament.
Yeah, what did you do there?
So I was a speechwriter for a member of parliament there.
Really? You started that with the age of 18 or what?
No, I was about like 21.
Ah, okay. But you were always good with words, right?
Yeah. I always just loved words. I always just loved expressing myself through words somehow. So I kind of maybe, I don't know, when I was young, I thought maybe I'll go into journalism or I just wanted to do something kind of with words, anything. I just love words.
Ja, also damals war er schon gut mit Worten, hat jetzt zuletzt noch im Houses of Parliament Reden geschrieben für Politiker und hat er dann aber jetzt aufgegeben für die Musik. So you stopped that because you wanted to concentrate on your musical career, right?
Yeah, that's right. I still love the politics and stuff like that, but I just felt like music was a better way to kind of express myself than the kind of politics. I really loved my time there though. I loved the experience and it taught me a lot. Music's what I love.
And what is it when you write a speech for another one, for a politician, and then you hear him saying your words? What is that like?
Really cool. I used to work for an MP from the very kind of the top of England, a place called Sunderland. When I was kind of writing it down with my Nottingham accent, it would come out very different in her Macam accent, as they call it up in Sunderland. But she was a great MP. It was great to work for her, and it was always a really cool moment to have words that you've written down being said like in like the House of Commons. That was always a really cool feeling.
Yeah, I believe that. Do you always write stories, or would you like to write short stories or fictional stories, or is the music now your love and you will only concentrate on this?
Who knows? I think I'll always be doing something that involves writing, but I think music is, I think the thing I'm most interested in is making people like feel something. I love art that makes me feel something, whether it's film or art itself or music. And I just feel that the best way to make people feel something is through music. Nothing touches me more and can make me either sad or happy than music.
But it must be even better when on concerts people are start to sing your songs.
That's the best feeling. That's a crazy feeling, yeah.
So but, now we want to have the premiere right now. Which song are we going to listen to?
Okay, so this is a brand new song called Bucket Full of Holes.
A Bucket Full of Holes. Sehr schön. Das spielt er jetzt für euch live. Joel Baker heute Abend im Ramones Museum und jetzt live bei Flux FM.
Baby, she's my sweet. She's my days and she's my sleep. And if there's one thing I could keep in this life for the next one, I'd choose her. Oh my darling, she's been down. Between a demon and a doubt, whispering that she wants out, running from the raindrops of my heart like a drought. But I'll keep pouring myself into your bucket full of holes. I can feel them closing, and I'll keep pouring myself into your bucket. Oh, no, no, until it overflows. Until it overflows. Oh, my baby's hard to find. Wander deserts for her time. Though I'm not sure she was ever mine, I'll still feed the shoots of her spirit with the water from my eyes. Let me tell you why, 'cause I'll keep pouring myself into your bucket full of holes. I can feel them closing, pouring myself into your bucket. Oh now, oh now, until it overflows. Oh, until it overflows. So go ahead, just run and hide. Just speak like you were never mine. Trusting in this lie, oh nah. But if you only knew what's true, that I leak as much as you. So keep pouring into me, and I'll keep pouring into you, and I'll keep pouring, darling, pouring into you.
Joel Baker, live gespielt bei Flux FM. Vielen, vielen Dank. That was German.
Yeah.
As you might imagine. Thank you. Thank you. Danke. Dankeschön.
My pleasure.
So, back in London, where do you go eating? Where can we find Joel Baker, you know, going for something really yummy?
The local Chinese takeaway.
Is that true? Yeah. Pull your microphone up. Er hat nämlich einen wunderbaren musikalischen Kollegen noch mitgebracht. Tell me your name, please, again. I'm so bad with names.
Joe.
Joe. So you hang out with this guy a lot, right?
All the time. Too much.
Yeah. What do you think is so special about him? Or do you just do it for money?
I'd say that is the special thing. The money.
Okay.
No, he's just the... Do you know what? Joe's just the stand-up, actually cool, genuine person. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be really hard in London or in the music scene to find a nicer person than Joe Baker.
He's not blushing. More, go on.
That's where you say thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I've slipped him a fiver. I've slipped him £5 before this interview. Yeah. So, you know.
Where are your manners, man? So do you know each other for a long time?
No, I met him the first day he moved to London. Mm-hmm. We met in the studio, actually. And we got straight in, we started making music. We didn't even have time to say hello.
Really?
Yeah, we just threw Joel in the studio booth and said, right, here's a guitar, start playing.
Okay.
And it was literally like that. And at the end of it, we heard him in the take go, whew, that was hard work, man. And that's when I realised, actually, true. This is his first day. Let me get to know him. And that's ain't sort of turned back since that day.
Cool. And how hard is it to be successful as a musician in London? There might be probably many great musicians. How did you find your way?
I think you just got to do you to kind of stand out. I think you just got to kind of stay true to the music that you love and you believe in. And something that's really helped me stand out is Joe produce. So Joe produces all of the stuff that I release. Mm-hmm. And having one producer with a particular sound and a particular identity helps me massively stand out from all the other white guys with guitars, like singing songs, you know, because there's a lot of them in London. And you need something to sound out, like stand out. But we have our own little thing. We kind of do what we do and we love what we do. And like, we don't change it for anything, you know, whether there's a new trend, you know, like in London at the moment, it's all dance music and all house music and stuff. And we're not going to go and do house music. We just
I'm glad.
Do what we just do. We just do what we do. And we've got our own sound. And
yeah.
That sounds perfect. What would you say is typical Joel?
Pardon? Sorry?
What would you say is typical Joel?
Typical Joel. I think...
Well, except for Chinese takeout, we know that right now.
Typical Joel. I think he's a sort of guy to just... he doesn't know what to do with his life. He's always last minute. Like, even when we was coming to Berlin today, he's like, Joe, should we get to the airport about, you know, half an hour before our flight? I was like... Mate, are you crazy?
From which planet are you?
He's so super last minute with everything.
Okie dokie.
I hope my mum doesn't listen to this.
And there is probably no rehearsing then. Or what about rehearsing then? Is that last minute too?
I can't remember the last time we rehearsed, you
okay.
know. I really can't.
But we are ready for the next song, and because we're running out of time a little bit, please play it for us. What's the name?
This is called No One in Heaven.
No One in Heaven, und heute Abend im Ramones Museum. Unbedingt hingehen, es kostet keinen Eintritt, einfach nur tolle Musiker erleben und dann Spaß haben und auch neue Musik eben entdecken. Joel Baker heute Abend. Ich denke, wenn ihr 20:30 da seid, seid ihr gut dabei. In Mitte Krausnickstraße im Ramones Museum. So, bitte, play for us, come on.
Yeah. Thank you ever so much for having us, we really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Well, lately I've been wrestling with the rumor that you're coming home. But I shouldn't get my expectations up, I know. Yesterday I saw something on Oxford Street that I know you'd like. But I took a picture and realized that you're no longer mine. But just about anything to be back in my baby's hands. Well, you got our mutual friends rearranging wedding table plans. Oh, day I hear people telling me how she wasn't right. Yeah, I know in my mind she's just about the best that I'll ever find. I can't keep these feelings to myself. When I'm dancing in heaven, I don't wanna be dancing with no one else. No one in heaven but you. No one on earth I want to share all my days and my stories. I'll still be there once they're through. No one in heaven but you. No one on earth I want to share all my days and my stories. I'll still be there once they're through. Yeah. Your face on a photo in a book I was reading for you. Yeah, you always did keep me in my place, darling. Kept the floor close to my shoes. Remember when I wrote you that song? I said we become whatever we behold. So don't tell me we were nothing, cause that's the only thing I've been leaning on. Yeah. But I can't keep these feelings to myself.
and I've been